Ko pānala mihe tu nei mai te pale pāho tehi kua teika ko tāku kei rungo te baia. Ko Peter Clark e pāpāna ki te tupuna nei kia pumuka. Te ranga tira e pāna ki ngā tika o te roroa, ngā wāhi tapu, ngā whenua papa whenua a nei rā kei opua. Ka pōwhiria mai tēnei o ngā ranga tira ki uta. Nō reira e te ranga tira e Peter e mihi ana raihoa.
Tēnā koe, good morning.
Ai, kia ora.
Ai.
Kia ora, our kōrero, we're going to conduct our kōrero in English. However, it's to do with the tupuna nei, pumuka te rangatira o te roroa, to do with ngā whenua, wāhi tapu, and other taongas from within Opua. Is that what we're doing?
That's the one, yes, thanks.
Oh, yep. Kia ora, Peter, nō reira, e mihi ana mō tēnei wā for you answering your phone, being able to have this time so you can share this kōrero, even so kei roto o te reo Pākehā, even so it's in the English language. However, the foundation is all kaupapa Māori, tupuna Māori and whenua Māori. Nō reira, e pita, e mihi atona, acknowledging this kaupapa, you are now going to share with us, so I will hand our kōrero back to yourself. Can you introduce yourself and we'll just walk through this kaupapa to do with this whenua tupuna and whatever is in front.
Kia ora. Ko Peter Clark tako ingoa, ko kapuai te maunga, ko waikare te awa, ko tupuna whiti, tupuna nui ka whiti, o te kapatai te hapu. We are involved with te roroa, who are ahikaroa o opua. Te kapatai also, ahikaroa, Ngāti Hine and Ngāti Manu. I am speaking on behalf of te kapatai, and we are holding a gathering on the Maunga Pukatiti, Maunga Tapu o Pukatiti at Opua, to try and stop the local council business entity Farm of Holdings Limited from taking. They already have taken the maunga and they have got resource consents from their council to subdivide all the maunga and build 18 sections and build 17 apartments on it.
Oh,
and our kaupapa is to try and stop this from going ahead, and we're asking for our whenua back because it was taken for the railways when the railways were put through from Kawakawa to Opua, and when it ceased to be railways because the railway lines have been pulled out, when it ceased to be railways, we wanted the whenua to be given back to hapu.
Ai, kia ora, e rongoa tona. What an awesome kaupapa. However, the thing is, you know that, no disrespect, even so you and I are speaking the English language, it wasn't by way of choice, it was forced upon the Māori people. But what happened with the Māori people with the English language, they actually got good with it. They got good with it. And the thing was with that, and Pākehā, no disrespect to the word Pākehā, I can call them Pākehā. Why? My father is an Irishman. He's a Pākehā. So from one Pākehā to another, just the only difference that their concept of Māori land is that those natives there have no use for this land. We will put it to better use where not the Māori, the natives or the hapu will benefit, where only Pākehā will benefit. You understand, and so do I, understand the kaupapa of the Māori Council, and I actually acknowledge your kaitautoko from behind you, anei te tamehehei for this time of the morning. Absolutely wonderful. Okay then, e pita, let's go this way.
Right.
That is what's in front of te kapo tai e pāpāna ki ngā tika o te roroa because of the Kaunihera Pākehā. Where to from here?
Aye. We are involved. We are also involved with the local community, who have got a petition of over 500 signatories from the local residents from the area who are opposed to this whenua being taken and then sold, because their vision is to have this maunga set aside as a park, as a reserve, as a park for the local kura and the local community to use, or for anybody to use, for everybody to use, rather than to be put into private sections and then sold off.
Absolutely. You know, however, you understand and we are aware is that our tupuna said a kōrero, a kawitin days of old, he said, yep. Tirohia ngā kāreare tanga o te moana, ka kito, ka kite koe te tahi tanifai haere maina e niho koura me te hiriwa wona niho. Keep your eyes upon the crest of the wave. In times to come, a tanifa will appear and its teeth would be silver and gold. And that tanifa is called money that being applied. Even so, te roho e pōtai o Ngāti Hine was put in place to stop no more selling or taking of Māori land, and we just finished unveiling Whina Kupa's statue for not one more acre, and the council is still doing this.
Aye, it's been going on. It never stopped in 1840. It's been going on ever since, and right to the present day, and they are continuing along the same pathway, and we want it to stop. And according to Y49, Tahimi Hinari's claim that he put in 1988 is we want our maunga, and we want our whenua, and we want our awa, me te moana, piko piko I whiti, to be under our control, to be given back for the benefit of all rapuhi.
Ai, kia ora rā. E mihi ana ki tēnā. Okay. As you know, and as we all understand, is standing against the council have their own rules onto themselves. As I've already said, where to from here? Okay, the next one is, how can we make the stand of the kapotai on behalf of Te Roroa more noticeable? How can we, the Māori people, now help you with the stand? How can we help your stand to make it stronger against the council?
We need to get it out there in the media about what's happening at our maunga, and other people, other hapu, other people all have their pakanga, but our one is at the moment is for the Opua area, because they are trying to expand. Barnes Holdings is trying to expand from the marina further down the railway causeway, which we have told them not one more metre to go that way, because they want to take it all, and it's actually land banked for treaty claims, that whenua. But we're only a small voice standing up to try and say stop. Take your hands off our whenua.
Aye, kia ora. I hear your plight, I hear the anger, and I hear what you're asking. I finished talking with a kai kōrero up in Te Hiku here. His name is Ruben Porta, and he's a staunch activist and stands against council rating or even tahaing Māori land. If you give me the permission, I will hand your number on to Ruben, and he will make contact with you. He was the one that led the big march that went right through Waitangi to the other side of the bridge on Waitangi Day. If you'll allow me, I will hand your number over. Then we can get assistance for you from this side also.
Oh, kia ora. Ka pai.
Ai. Nō reira, e pita, e mihi ana mō te kaupapa kei mua I a koe, really acknowledging this kaupapa. However, you're not the first, and you certainly will not be the last. We know the stand they had in Ihumātau. It took a while. The kingitanga intervened. However, the government has said is that we will comply. We're just waiting for the outcome of that compliance. And that was against one of the biggest companies in the Northern Hemisphere, that is Fletcher Holdings. So, nō reira, e pita e mihi ana mō tō kaupapa. E hoa, hei mihi mutunga māku kia koe, you know, acknowledge your fellow stand, your stance on behalf of ngā whenua Māori, te tupuna nei, a pumuka, te rangatira o te roroa, mai I kona I opua, e hoa, e mihi ana, kia pai tōra Māori orara.
Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora. And I will follow you up later on with the same kōrero.
Ai.
Ai, kia ora.
Tami nui, ai, kia ora kau.
Ai, kia ora e pita. Ai, kia koutou e rungu maira ahakoa I roto ke o te reurua. Engari, ko te kaupapa, ko tua kaupapa rāno. E pakangana ki te kaunihera Pākehā, e tāhae whenua tonu nei I roto te tai tokerau. Ahakoa, ko tau kē te tono, te kōrero a kawiti I raro o te roho e pōtai o Maungahikurangi, kāhore e tāhae o e hoko whenua ano I roto te taitokerau. Nō reira, ko pāno e mihi atu nei te wāhanga tō tātou wharepāho te hiku o teika me tāku Manuhire me Peter Clark, Māori o rara.